There's some comments of mine on the Dharma Bums of Jack Kerouac, Chapter 12. In the reading I did, you realize a couple of things while they're descending the mountain. First is that Smith has gained some new knowledge while making this descent. He realizes that this idea of that you can't fall off a mountain. This is an interesting metaphor in that everyone knows you can really fall off a mountain. But Smith's willing to say, you can't fall off a mountain, he's willing to accept it, and in this way he's able to overcome his fear and finish the journey. Coming up the mountain, he was afraid constantly that, you know, he was going to fail. It was his first mountain climbing trip. But on his descent, he finally realizes that, in his view, you can't fall off a mountain. This is very important when it's applied to the Buddhist ideal that once one reaches the top of the mountain, they must keep on climbing. And this should be applied in a way that looked at once one reaches a state of enlightenment, they should keep going and learning, and that one is never really done reaching the state of learning. Another interesting thing you learn when they're descending the mountain is the character of Jaffe. His charity is absolutely impressive. He's willing to trade his fine leather Italian hiking boots for Smith's sneakers. I mean, these are Jaffe's most prized possession. Yet he's willing to trade them, and it's not that he needs to trade them or that, you know, Smith says, oh, I must have them. It's just he just does it out of the giving of his heart. His other thing is that he acts as both a mentor, a friend, and a contemporary to Smith. He's teaching Smith along the way up the mountain, but he's not lecturing him. He's letting Smith learn on his own. He's just giving him, kind of nudging him in the right direction. Also, he's not offended if Smith disagrees with him. I mean, Jeff is supposed to be this more important, more knowledgeable character in the ways of Buddhism, but even when Smith questions him, he's not offended. He takes it in, and he only reanalyzes his own thoughts about it. The other thing that I realized when they're climbing down the mountain is this sense of rebellion. They're rebelling against the sexual roles and the conformities of the 50s. Jaffe takes off his pants while he's skiing down the mountain and ties them around his neck. I mean, this would seem absurd now, let alone in the 1950s. Yet he does it for the mere sense of comfort, because that's what he wants to do. The spontaneity of it is impressive. And he's not worried that someone will judge him. He's not worried that, you know, there are others might around it. And Smith even says, even if there were others around, even if there were females around, he would still do it. For he understands something deeper in that this idea of comfort and spontaneity and importance to him is much greater than any of the ideals of the society. Even Smith rebels against society and the sexual roles in that he says he has no guts. Now, this is right after World War II. I mean, guts and courage are the essentials of the American man. Yet Smith says he has no guts, he has joy. This idea that happiness and joy is more important than guts is very impressive and is very rebellious in nature. The other idea is that Jack Kerouac's focus on nature throughout the story is quite impressive. He uses a very descriptive language, especially when talking about Smith descending down this little deer trail. I mean, he even goes as far to say that Smith is connected to other people along the time. He's connected to the Indian boy following his father, the Arab boy following his father, and he's reminded himself of being a boy almost being pulled along a sled by his older sister. I mean, this idea that you can be connected through the simple act of nature is quite impressive and quite Buddhist in nature, I feel. The other thing is that in the closing of the story, this idea that you can suffer through the mountain climb and the cold nights, and the group is able to do this, and especially Smith is able to reach an almost nirvana-like state when he reaches the car. He understands that by suffering through climbing the mountain and then descending the mountain, he has gained a state of enlightenment. This idea of this constant suffering, but through suffering gaining enlightenment, is very evident. And that even the simple task of reaching the car can bring someone to a nirvana-like state.